Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Hebrew Bible. It's the Tanakh. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. If you need a Hebrew Bible, give me a call, a Hebrew Bible in English. Give me a call at 312-925-9887. They're free. If you need, these businesses help support the ministry in purchasing Bibles for the students, literature for the students. If you need mechanical parts for your vehicle, go to partsautomotive.biz. partsautomotive.biz or autobodyparts1968.com. That again is autobodyparts1968.com. Need baby diapers, car seats for babies, go to roderick1.com. That again is roderick1.com. Looking for world profit products, go to RavishingRevenues.com. That again is RavishingRevenues.com. Okay. Looking for digital information products, ClickBank store products, go to http://cbstore. 31805.ravishingrevenues.com. That again is http://cbstore31805.ravishingrevenues.com. All right. Some of you guys are probably wondering, when I first started preaching, I was using the title Jehovah. But Jehovah is not the real name of God. It's like a pagan God's name that I've come to find out. And the name in the Bible, the Hebrew scrolls, is YWH, abbreviating put the vowels in there, stands for Yahweh, or Adonai, or good. Jehovah is an English translation written by King James, who was a Mason, a Freemason, and they're devil worshippers. So anything that has to do with them, I would stay as far away from as I possibly can. I would even examine the King James Version Bible because it was written by a devil worshiper, interpreted by him. The name Jehovah is, how can you have the English translation, which is Yahweh, and yet say Jehovah? Where does that originate from? Where does that come from? It doesn't. So as a pagan, what we learn in the Bible says to stay away from pagan or idolatrous things or worshiping false deities. So we want to, even the name Jesus Christ is Yeshua, as far as the English pronunciation. All right, let me begin the lesson. We're in the book of Philemon. And it goes to say, from Shuar, a prisoner for the sake of the Messiah, Yeshua, and brother Timothy, to our dear fellow worker Philemon, along with sister Aphia, our fellow soldier Archippus, and the congregation that gathers in your home. Grace and shalom to you from God our Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Hearing about your love and commitment to the Lord Yeshua and to all God's people, I pray that the fellowship based on your commitment will produce full understanding of every good thing that is ours in union with the Messiah. So this is something we want to do on a day-to-day basis, is everything that is good that is in union with the Messiah. For your love has given me much joy and encouragement. Brother, you have refreshed the hearts of God's people. And we want to be a refreshing to the hearts of God's people as well as to the world, that they know that they can come to God at any time and repent of their sins and wrongdoings, their evil and wicked ways they can change from. Therefore, I would not hesitate in union with the Messiah to direct you to do the thing you ought to do. But since I, Shaul, am the kind of person I am, an old man, now for the Messiah, Yeshua's sake, a prisoner besides, I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. So when we talk with our brothers and sisters, we want to appeal to them on the basis of love. My request to you concerns my son, of whom I became the father while here in prison. Onesimus, his name means useful, and although he was once useless to you, he has now become most useful, not only to you, but also to me. Because remember, a child, his heart's inclination is wrongdoing, but as a grown man or an adult, you have the ability to change toward your heart. It goes to say, so that in returning him to you, I am sending a part of my very heart. I would dearly have loved to keep him with me in order for him to serve me in your place while I am in prison because of the good news. But I didn't want to do anything without your consent. So if the good you do for me may be voluntary and not forced. So all things done in good should be done voluntarily, not by force or someone making you do good. It should be done voluntarily. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a brief period was so that you could have him back forever. No longer as a slave, but as none than a slave, as a dear brother, and that he is especially to me. But how much dearer he must be to you, both humanly and in union with the Lord. So if you are in fellowship with me, receive him as you would me. And if he has wronged you in any way, or owes you anything, charge it to me. I shall write with my own hand, I will repay it. I won't mention, of course, that you owe me your very life. Yes, brother, please do this favor in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Messiah. Trusting that you will respond positively, I write knowing that you will indeed do more than I am asking. One more thing, please get a room ready for me, for I hope that through the prayers of you, all God will give me a chance to visit you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner, for the sake of the Messiah Yeshua, sends greetings to you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Dermas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, be with your spirit. We're now going to the Messianic Jews, Hebrews. In days gone by, God spoke in many and varied ways to the fathers through the prophets. But now in the Archerite Hyman, he has spoken to us through his Son, to what he has given ownership of everything and through whom he created the universe. This son is the radiance of the Shekinah, the very expression of God's essence, upholding all that exists by his powerful word. And after he had, through himself, made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of Hagadullah Bamar Raman. So he has become much better than angels, and the name God has given him is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Also, God never said of any angel, "I will be his father and he will be my son." And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. Indeed, when speaking of angels, he says, who makes his angels winds and his servants fiery flames? But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. You'll rule your kingdom with a scepter of equity. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. So we see here that the Messiah loved righteousness and hated wickedness, which should be in our hearts the same. We should love what is right and good and pure, clean, and holy, and love itself. And we should hate evil, wickedness, unrighteousness, bad, evil inclinations, and things that fall within that category. It goes to say, therefore, O God, your God has anointed you with the oil of joy in preference to your companions. In the beginning, Adonai, you lay the foundation of the earth. Heaven is the work of your hands. They will vanish, but you will remain like clothing. They will all grow old, and you will fold them up like a coat. Yes, they will be changed like clothing, but you remain the same. Your years will never end. Moreover, to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet? Aren't they all merely spirits who serve, sent out to help those whom God will deliver? So he is making reference to the angels. They're just servants of the Christ and the Creator. All right, that is my ministries for today, and I'll be leaving you. I'm going to say a prayer for you and petition God for the blessings and for those who come into the harvest work. Come willingly, not forced. Could use some good harvesters, pass out religious literature and minister to the brothers and sisters. And even as you do that today, that is still the harvest work when you speak about the Creator. Good Adonai petition you. Yahweh, strengthen the brothers and sisters up. Enable them to go into the harvest work with me. Have them to call me, and we can meet up for those of them who are within grass or within the city of Chicago. I pray for those that are not that they call so I could find someone in their location to hook them up with so they can go into harvest work. I pray that in the harvest work you watch over and guide and protect these brothers and sisters. I pray that you deliver them and show them salvation and deliver them from the problems that will occur in the harvest work, including myself, as well as any of the brothers and sisters today throughout the world in the harvest work, harvesting the truth. I pray that you build their hearts up with love and trust and faith in the word. Trust in Yeshua and yourself. I pray that you open their eyes and remove the rafters of demons from their eyes and give them the eyesight keen as an eagle, including myself, for things that I may not know or understand. I pray that you open my mind and my heart as well as theirs, and I pray that you guide and direct and continue to guide and direct our footsteps. I pray this in the name of Yeshua.